right. It is a Thursday morning, and that means, of course, we're going to check in and see what's happening in and around Stark County. And this morning, we have with us Commissioner Bill Smith. Good morning, sir. Okay, I think he's there. A minute, but we got you now. So how you doing?
There you go. Good, good. You?
Oh, we're doing great. I think, was the crime prevention breakfast yesterday?
Oh, yes. That's, to me, that's a highlight. That and the fire prevention breakfast when they do that one, too. But it was yesterday. It was held up at First Christian Church, which is just a little, to give people references, just a little bit north of Walsh on Market there. And the room was sold, well, it was sold out. It was full. I mean, a big, big hall there that they do it in, and they had breakfast and everything. But the real treat was the honorees, and to hear the stories of each of them and how they become honorees. But it's, we've got a lot of good people in the community, and you know, Stark County, the size that it is, and it really is, you know, we're, again, and I've said this before, we're the eighth largest county of 88 in Ohio, yet it's almost like, you know, a small, not a small neighborhood, but, you know, a neighborhood where you know everybody.
It's, yeah.
Like, you know, I don't know. We always pull together, it seems like, and not even in times of need, and just preparing things I've seen in the government end of it. And the law enforcement here has done a great job doing that. But the first award was the Citizen of the Year, and it was the Robert D. Horowitz. They named it after Robert Horowitz. Crime Prevention Citizen of the Year. It was Reverend Michael Presley Sr., and he does a lot of good down in the southeast end. That's where his parish is, and he just does a lot of good down there, constantly doing things and staying out in the community and just helping out. Stark County Deputy of the Year is Deputy Alan Raber, and I see him quite a bit. I don't know why. I run into him now if I'm at the market and it's early in the morning. He's usually making us pass through there, and he'll stop and say hi. But it's like he's just everywhere, and he was actually an English teacher, and he came over 9 years ago, and he'd become a sheriff deputy. And so, big tall guy, you know, a nice presence, but a gentle giant, and just again does so many things, constantly working, never says no, pulls all kinds of shifts. I mean, he'll do whatever he's asked to do. But he just exemplifies the deputies in our county. The Community Policing Officer of the Year was Mark Merriweather, and he was from Marlboro Township. And so Marlboro Township obviously wouldn't have a large force, but the force they have, and he actually rescued some people from a fire and everything else. And I mean, he just again just seemed to have the right demeanor about him. They couldn't say enough about him. The Canton Police Officer of the Year was Officer Mike Volpe, and he does a lot of investigative work, and he had a bus that I can't even repeat all the stuff. I couldn't wrote it fast enough. I mean, all the stuff he recovered, the fentanyl and the amount of drugs and the cash and the jewelry and the guns and the, I mean, that was just one of their busts that he was on, and very dedicated. And I would say that, boy, that's a job. Whew, you know, you're around the toughest of characters.
Yeah.
And you would never want to, you know, be around too very long. Then the Officer of the Year, CIT Officer of the Year, was Jennifer Henderson. And some of her family that live in Chicago came all the way down. And she's with the Canton Police Department. And helps a lot of folks in times of crisis, where she can help them, talk them down, you know, suicidal crisis, things of that nature. She was very good at that. The CIT Champion of the Year was Cody Gonzalez. Now, Cody's behind the scenes. He's a project manager for Stark County CGIS, which is the court system, all the documentation. But he does so much more. I mean, he'll help out with police departments, fire departments, write software, do just so many different things that are so helpful with the whole system all the way through that they just could not get by without saying thank you to him and honoring him for all he has done for the law enforcement community in this county. So it was good because, you know, sometimes the behind-the-scenes people,
right,
it's valuable, you know. So,
yeah.
But so it was great to see that. It was great to see a lot of them there, a lot of officers there, and deputies, and all the folks that gathered in their honor. So it's always a good time on that. Some of the other things we're into, I believe we finished up the budget hearings. We had 80 requests this year for $6.2 million. So now we will be entering into the season of disappointment because we just don't have the 6.2, and you know, we'll scratch out as much as we can for them, and we'll work. But then as the year goes on, let's say the sales tax comes in well, we have a couple good surprises on our side. We don't ever want to anticipate those. Then we will always remember, okay, let's carve this out. Let's carve that out. Let's get that done. And it's all things that we need to do, but sometimes you can say, well, next year will be the year for that, you know. And so Chris Nichols is very good at doing that. And then we just had regular contracts. I mean, there's on 12th and Summerdale, there was $1 million contract given out for a culvert replacement. So you know it's got to be pretty extensive if you're looking at $1 million, and that was the bid. Also, we put because we want to keep our buildings in great shape, two additional buildings we really are taking fully in charge of. One we purchased for sanitary sewer on Louisville Road, and they just have run out of space where they are in Crystal Park, and it was going to need an addition, which we didn't have a lot of room over there. And then this building come along, it works out perfect. It's got the garages, it's got space for things outside that we could park. And so it really is ideal. And with some minor renovations, we will have that ready to go. But we wanted to get all the equipment under service agreements and we did that with Standard Plumbing. But we also had the Record Center down here, which we'll be moving into here probably this next month, starting to. It'll take a 6 to 8 week move, but that's down there in the back of Southgate. So if people in Canton South, the corners in the back of that building, and then the 20,000 square feet out front will be a Record Center. So that's 50 some thousand cases, I guess, will have to be moved. So that's going to take them at least 6 weeks to move about a crew of eight. And that'll be hired out to do that. So that it'll be quicker, efficient, and they'll have to take some racking down, so we don't have to purchase that and that sort of thing. So, yeah. Got a lot going on.
A lot going on, that's for sure.
I think the highlight was honoring honoring the police officers of this county. And I think they don't get thanked enough.
Yeah, absolutely. Congratulations to all of them. And we appreciate their service. And you have a wonderful Easter weekend, sir. And
you too.
We'll chat again soon.
All right. Thank you, everyone.